what is your party mode? What gets you fired up and excited? Let's use that as we, I guess, go towards a meditation. What do you think?
Okay.
All right. So let's use that energy of excitement, that celebration, that thing that just gets you so fired up, and focus on creating that into, we're going to play now. So focus on creating that into this little glass bubble. You could even be creating a crystal, a party crystal of celebration, or you might just want to call it a celebration crystal. Whatever it is for you, I ask you to feel, sense, or imagine or visualize in your hands right now, creating a party crystal, a celebration crystal. And some of the magic ingredients that we're going to infuse into our party crystal, our celebration crystal, are the moments of excitement and joy that you have experienced. So just trust that there is right now a multidimensional process of this imaginary party crystal getting infused by the memories of your joy, your moments of celebration. It could be the birth of a child with that unimaginable sheer bliss and joy. It could be that moment where you fell in love with someone. It could be a moment of celebration of a graduation where you achieved something. It could be just a moment of experiencing someone else's joy and sharing in their success. Whatever it is, let that just build and infuse. And there's more than one joyful memory. So just allow your innate wisdom that whatever joyful moments you have, some you may not even remember, but they're in your field. So just give permission now that we're going to send all those bubbling, joyful, exquisite, heartwarming, joyful celebration moments. It could be weddings, anniversaries, all of them just flood. Actually, we're getting bigger and bigger, aren't we? This crystal's getting really big now with all that joy. And so just hold it a little longer, and then now what's going to happen is that from this crystal, it's going to now break apart, and you have two crystals from the one crystal filled with exquisite joy, happiness, celebration. And now I invite you to place one of those crystals into your heart so that you now have this amplified crystal of joy and celebration flooding your entire body and radiating out into a field that descends out to the planet. And with that other crystal, I ask you to visualize placing that into the crystalline grid of the earth, into Gaia, because Gaia is included in our joy and celebration. She has witnessed every single moment where we have had that party, that celebration, that joy. She too is included. So thank you, Gaia. We're going to infuse you with our joy crystal. And now that that's done, you can gently place your hands in your lap and allow that joyful, uplifting feeling to continue to carry you as we listen to the beautiful words from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Blessed are those who understand that which you call joy, or the attitude of joy, or even the chemistry of laughter, that you also understand you'll live longer. Just that statement tells you so much more about how spirit works with you. Did you know that laughter is one of the things that passes over the veil? That it goes both ways. Did you know that? Most would say, no, it's not sacred enough to come from that which is on the other side of the veil where the angels are. Did you know the angels regularly laugh? And they laugh at things that are marvelous. They laugh at your successes and your joys. Can't you tell when you laugh that these things are good for you? Wish to celebrate a number of things. But I think the thing I want to celebrate the most is when a human being gives allowance for the unknown. Today you're going to hear a story. My partner will be interviewed, and he's going to tell you the story of Cryon. Now, the reason I'm giving you this channel is that I was there. You have no idea how much the angels smiled when this man decided, in all of his 3D-ness and all that his unbelief, for a moment, he allowed the possibility that it was real. And what brought him to that, he'll tell you. But this was the design. A design to make him look, if he wishes to, if he said yes. If he had said no, others would have done what he's done. That's free choice, dear ones. But what I want to tell you about is the process that we on this side of the veil, spirit, if you wish, that process of talking to you about the what-ifs. And the idea, if we could make you look with free choice, you might just change your life. You are so much bigger than you think, and there's so much going on more than you think. And we have mentioned that so many times in the past. We've given you so many opportunities to understand there's a bigger you, and that you've never been taught about it or told about it. Truly. There isn't anyone at this moment on this planet that has a full circle of truth with organizations that are teaching you your magnificence. Not really. They all come with something else attached to them, which you either must do or must perhaps worship or whatever in order to understand there's more than just the love of God. It's a two-way love. It's love that's incomprehensible. It's unconditional. What that truly means is that you have to do nothing but accept it. And then it bursts wide open. We saw the man who sits in front of you today in all of that which he studied and knew, and he was set up literally for love. For early on, he felt in certain of his spiritual organizations, he felt the love of God. He knew what it felt like. He motivated to that early, but it wasn't the big picture, and it didn't satisfy him for long. And he saw some inconsistencies, not just that. He saw some dysfunction, and that turned him away. In that, he became the engineer he is, even still today. And in that, the logical mind often throws away things that don't make sense. And in your reality, dear ones, multidimensional events, processes, happenings don't make sense. And so there are so many that feature this logic that we talk about that would never turn and ask, are you there? What we use, dear ones, to make you look is your own personality. So whoever you are right now, whatever you're interested in right now, we know you. We know you in love so well that we often put unbelievable synchronicities in front of you to see if you shake your head and say, I'm not going to look, or whether you go, what was that? Maybe I should look into that. And it happens all the time. Dear ones, this happens to everyone. They may not talk about it. Some see it and relegate it to the spooky world. Then they don't want anything to do with it. And you know why? Because they were taught, if you see these things, they're evil. Because they're unusual. They must be an evil thing, never understanding it's an angel who is giving you opportunities to look at something. Made you look. That's what we've said before. The opportunity was there to make the man in the chair look. Against all odds, he did, truly against all odds. For he had to throw up his logic hands and say, I can't believe in certain things that I actually saw and heard. Therefore, then he did something that I encourage any of you to do. He threw down a gauntlet, as they say. And he said, show me or else. I love this. We love that. An invitation to walk in and show. And we did. And what we showed him, only he and his personality would have understood. Because we know him. We know what to show, what it is he would relate to, what it is that he would understand. We know that about you too. How many of you said, show me? I don't believe it, but show me. How many of you would listen to a program like this? Perhaps it's your first time. And even doubt that this is real, a channeling from the other side of the veil. Why don't you throw down a gauntlet? Dear Spirit, if any of this is real, I am willing and I give allowance to be shown. And make it an easy show. Say, show me some synchronicities that can't be. Show me some things that I don't believe are possible. Show me those. Make some things happen here. Let me steer me right or left so I'll run into something that I never thought I would see or something that I'd asked for. Show it to me. And in that, you'll take a deep breath and go, oh my, what if all of this was real? What if all of this was real? My partner took 3 years. The man in the chair took 3 years to actually come out of that closet of logic and say, it's real. And the 3 years was him getting used to it, or not wanting others to think he was strange. That didn't work, because when he came out, they all thought he was strange. All of these things, based in fear, it took him 3 years. But once he knew the truth, you couldn't stop it. The snowball was rolling down the hill of love and divinity, of purpose in his life, and the future of what you now know and what you see in front of you, called Kryon. Dear ones, this is the way it works. So I want to tell you yet again that even as you sit there, those around you, anyone you know, we have a way of suggesting perhaps there is more. You have free choice. So if you're not going to look, that's your free choice. But it doesn't stop us from poking a little. And we do, in love. Take a look. Do you really think this could have happened? unless there was another energy involved, you might ask. Some are quite happy to relegate all of this to the spiritual organization they are in. And dear ones, that's honored, because that also features the love of God and the love of spirit. And perhaps that's enough, but the true old soul knows when they get here, there's something more. My partner was ready as an old soul on this planet, a Lemurian. He was ready for it all to bust wide open and a greater truth to reveal itself. He was slow at it, but all we had to do was poke a little and show him some things that he couldn't believe, and that's when he said, "Show me." And he also added, by the way, if it isn't there, you only had one chance. One chance is all we need to show the incredible love for you. Did you know this? You all have free choice. But every once in a while, if you want to go to the next level, or perhaps beyond the next level, to multi-levels, we may show you some other things and ask you to look again, and ask you to surrender a little bit and allow things to be certain ways that you perhaps weren't all ready to allow. It happened in my partner's stair steps for him as he found out more and more of how it works and who he was and what was possible. This is the message of today. It happened to the man who sits in the chair, whose voice you hear. It has happened to so many. When we poked a little bit, and finally they said, "Are you there?" And we loved them. And it was never the same. We loved them. And it was never the same. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.